Unit 8. Goodbye to the sit-down meal. 1C. Background and vocabulary. Page 151.
Monsieur Renard, thank you for talking to me today. It's not every day I get to speak to a French chef.
Well, you're welcome.
I'd like to talk to you about changes in our eating habits over, say, the past 5 or 10 years. I mean, lately it's been much easier to buy food that used to be expensive and hard to find. You know, delicacies like snails, lychee nuts, and so on. They've become quite a hit in a lot of American cities.
Well, what you're saying is quite true. As the world becomes smaller, we're witnessing a change in people's eating habits. People want to experiment with new tastes. If you go to any large supermarket, you'll see shelves stacked with food from all over the world.
So there's been a shift in our eating habits, in other words.
Oh, yes. And in our cooking habits, too. You know, women make up almost 50% of the workforce these days. People like to eat at home. But it's tough to cook if you've been working outside the house all day. So buying takeout food is part of a big social change. It's a relatively recent phenomenon.
I guess people want the convenience. In fact, my neighborhood is also being overrun by fast food restaurants.
You know, what's so interesting is that food is like a core cultural value. Food is connected with people's entire lifestyle. In the past, preparing and eating food were intimate family activities, but that's changing, even in France.
In a way, it's sad that we're losing the tradition of a sit-down meal.
Perhaps. But on the other hand, all this experimentation is leading to some really interesting new dishes. Some cooks come up with all kinds of innovations.